in the passage that Jean read, I am the vine, you are the branches. Well, that's what it says in the church Bibles. That's what it says in my Bibles at home. But in a minute, I'm going to suggest that may not be quite what it means. It may mean something different. But before we get on to that, the one thing this passage is definitely about is vines. And vines are usually fruitful things. That's their purpose. Their purpose is to bear fruit, lovely fruit. At least I love grapes. I don't know whether you do. Grapes to eat, grapes to make wine with. And if they don't produce fruit, they're no good, vines. They get thrown away because their purpose is to produce fruit. I wonder what our purpose is. I wonder why God created us. To love? To love others and to love God? To glorify God and enjoy Him forever. That's an ancient formulary of why God created us, or what our purpose is. And I wonder what our individual purposes are within those big purposes. Now, many of you will know that the New Testament was originally written in Greek. And over the years, there have been many translations into English. We don't speak now like Shakespeare or the King James Version, and a lot of words have changed their meaning since then. That's why we have modern versions as well, and because languages change over the years. And the same is true of Greek. So, when people are translating, they need to know exactly what that word meant at the time it was written. And scholars spend a lot of time beavering away, thinking about these things. And this week, while I was preparing this, I went to David Ford's wonderful commentary on John, and he threw me quite a lot, because he said this: it is rare that a major familiar New Testament text has to be rethought because it is discovered that key words have been mistranslated. But that has happened with the Greek words ampelos and klema. Now, ampelos is the word translated vine, and klema is the word translated branch. If he's right, John's gospel doesn't really say, could you move to the next one? It doesn't really say, I am the vine, you are the branches. It says, I am the vineyard, you are the vines. Now, of course, he may be wrong. He's a very eminent scholar, quoting other eminent scholars. I have great respect for him. He says the evidence is now overwhelming. But he still may be wrong. Other scholars may disagree with him. I don't know. But supposing he's right, I want to explore what this passage would be like if he was right. So let's go forward on the slides and look at the passage that Jean read, but with slight changes, if David Ford is right. this passage says, I am the true vineyard, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every vine in me that bears no fruit, while every vine that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I in you. Just as no vine can bear fruit by itself unless it remains in the vineyard, neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vineyard, you are the vines. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you don't remain in me, you're like a vine that is cast out and withers. Such vines are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is my Father, to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to me, be my disciples. Notice how often in that passage the word remain is used. Can we go to the next? And remain is translating the verb menein, which means stay. It can mean stay, it can mean remain, it can mean lodge or dwell or abide. In other words, its meaning is about home. It has strong overtones of home. Remain in me as I in you. Dwell in me as I in you. Abide in me as I in you. Make your home in me as I make my home in you. Can we go to the picture now? Imagine you are a vine. You're growing in a vineyard, and that vineyard is Jesus. And you live and grow among other vines who also live and grow here in the vineyard of Jesus. We are all at home here, and we are all growing here, separately but together. Individuals in community, cared for by our Heavenly Father, the vine grower. Remain here, dwell here, abide here, make your home here. Just as Jesus remains with us, dwells with us, abides with us, makes his home with us. We are vines, so our purpose is to produce fruit. And to produce fruit, we have to stay here in the vineyard, to remain at home here, abiding, dwelling. Now, does this mean our job is to stay here in church with other Christians all the time? I'm sure it doesn't mean that. Jesus sends out his disciples into the world to do his work. But I wonder if this passage does say something about remaining in fellowship with others in the church. Now, of course, the church is inadequate, damaged, sinful, makes terrible mistakes, hurts people, because it's made up of ordinary, flawed, damaged, sinful individuals. But the church and the people who make it up are also wonderful, created by God, rescued by Jesus, enabled by the Holy Spirit, loved forever by God, because he loves us despite everything. And because he loves us despite everything, we can bear fruit for him if we stay in him. And I wonder if that also means staying part of the church, because the church is identified with Jesus, the vineyard, or to use an image of Paul's instead, Jesus is the body of Christ, or the church is the body of Christ. I want to end as I began. Vines are fruitful things. Their purpose is to bear fruit. I wonder what our purpose is. I wonder why God made us. I wonder what his purposes are for the human race. And I wonder what his purposes are for you in particular. I wonder what it means for us to be vines bearing fruit.